My name is Benjamin De La Paz, BenjaminDelaPaz. I am recording an interview with
Brian Briones Jr., BrianBrionesJr. I'm from Robstown.
The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean much to me. They're a part of tradition for me and my family, where we'll get together around Christmas and go and make the masa, spread it on the corn husk and make the tamales and ground up the meat. So to me, it's family, it's love, being able to spend time with people you care about while making these tamales.
What special memories do you have of tamales?
For me, my special memory has to be around Christmas time. I can't remember what year, where me and my siblings and my mom and my dad, we were with my grandma, and we were just spreading the masa, and while my grandma would be putting the filling and cooking them. So it was a lot of fun because it was just that time to be able to engage with each other.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them?
No, not really. Typically, we eat tamales around Christmas time, like a lot of people. The tradition, I guess you can say, is when we'll make it around Christmas time and eat it together as a family.
Okay. Is there a particular person that you associate with tamales?
For me, the person I think of when I eat tamales have to be my grandma, because all the time we'll spend together where she'll be making them, and we'll always eat tamales on Christmas Day at her house. So I kind of associate tamales with her.
When do you eat tamales?
Personally, we only eat tamales around Christmas time. Sometimes we do eat them throughout the year, but typically it's just like a Christmas time tradition.
Is there a particular way that you eat tamales?
We eat them the regular way. We take them out of the corn husk and we eat them with rice or beans. Not seeing really fancy. We don't do ketchup or stuff. Just rice and beans, the good old-fashioned way.
Okay. How do you prepare tamales?
So, preparing tamales is a kind of it's a fun but long process, because it can take like a day or two, because you gotta clean the corn husk, and then you gotta make the masa, and then you gotta make the meat, and then you gotta cook them. So it takes some time to be able to prepare them, maybe like a day or two.
Okay. When you prepare them, is it usually a group effort, or do you associate it with an individual?
To me, I always associate tamales when we make them as a group effort, because it takes all of us together to be able to make the few dozens that we make.
What ingredients do you use?
We keep it very simple. We use, of course, the masa on the corn husk. We usually just do pork when we make ours. Sometimes we use chicken or beef, but typically just pork, chicken, or beef around that.
Do you use any tools or utensils when making tamales?
We always use the good old-fashioned spoon when you're spreading the masa.
Okay. Do you purchase tamales? And if so, do you have any traditions on where you purchase them?
Well, as time has gone on and my grandma has gotten older, we do sometimes purchase them from places. And one of the places we buy them is from a individual. Sometimes, of course, you buy them from Stripes or like restaurants, but to me, if you're gonna buy tamales, it's always best to buy it from an individual, because there's always that homemade factor, that homemade love that you only get from a group of people making them.
Is there a particular way that your family serves tamales?
No, we keep it very simple. Tamales, some rice and beans, very simple.
Okay. What's your favorite kind of tamale?
My favorite kind of tamale has to be pork. I love it. I know it's very simple, but pork to me is best.
What's the most unusual tamale filling you've ever seen?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it a lot, that there's some tamales that are include like strawberry or cream cheese filling or like cake. I've never eaten dessert tamales, but I've heard of them. So maybe I'll keep an eye out around this Christmas time.
Before we conclude the interview, is there anything else that you would like to add about tamales?
Just tamales are such a big part of our tradition and culture down here in South Texas. As a Hispanic and Latino, I hold such a deep love for tamales because it brings me and my family together. And that time you get to spend with your family is always the best. And it's even better when you have food that's really good.